How do you handle pressure?
So pressure is a perspective, and the two things that cause pressure are more important to understand than how you deal with pressure. So if you understand that pressure is caused by two things, number one, time, right? When we understand that time is not linear, it's a man-made construct, we can take a lot of pressure off of us. So you can imagine so many times in your life when you feel like you don't have enough time or you are hurried by time, that seems to somehow create more pressure. In fact, there's tons of studies out there when people are only given a limited amount of time that they actually don't perform as well because they feel anxious because of that pressure. So to remind yourself, number one, that time's a man-made construct, that everything will come in the right way at the perfect time, will automatically alleviate a lot of the pressure. The second cause of pressure is very simple, it's the ego. And the more that we explore and understand introspectively what the ego is and how it's affecting us and creating stress, moving us from what's our comfort zone to a learning zone all the way to the anxiety zone. That's what the ego does. And what we want to do is live our life in the learning zone, because if we live our life in the learning zone, pretty soon the learning zone becomes our comfort zone. What used to cause pressure or be an anxiety zone becomes the size of our learning zone, and some new expansive model becomes things that stress us out. So looking at the ego as a cause, just like time, and looking at the need to be right will cause pressure, the need to be offended will cause pressure, the need to be separate causes pressure, the need to be superior causes pressure, the need to be inferior causes pressure, the need for guilt, the need for fear, the need for anxiety. All of these needs are illusions of the ego. And so how do we get out of our own way? How do we forget about time and live in a space where everything comes in the right way at the perfect time? How do we live without ego and radical humility so that we allow things to happen more rapidly and accurately? The way to do it is to get back to center. And so that's why meditation is so important. If you don't think you have enough time to meditate, you're missing the point, as I did for 35 years of my life. When I understood that meditation is critical to understand how to be at peace with joy, to understand that I'm living in a place of harmony with humility. And so if I feel as if I'm going off of center, then I look and analyze, is time causing it? Some sort of ego manifestation causing it? Let me go back to center and find that place of joy. The analogy that I like to use, especially with young people, is that center is like a car sitting on top of a hill. In a big tall hill in San Francisco. That car will sit on top of that hill all day long. If it starts to teeter, you can push it back up right to perfect center on top of that hill. It won't move. But the minute you let that car go downhill, it takes more and more pressure. First a finger, then a hand, then two hands, then my whole body, and then a truck. And then if you're dumb enough like I was my entire life to let that car just keep coming downhill all day long, building momentum with time and ego consistently, persistently, making things more difficult, creating pressure, moving my anxiety zone in and in and in, and pretty soon that my comfort zone's only this tall where you actually can have a nervous breakdown where you can't even move or get up in the morning, that's why you feel run over. So feeling pressure is an illusion that can be alleviated immediately by understanding its causes. And the causes are time and ego.